Heading over now to speak to Simon Dawson. He's down on the farm. Good afternoon, Simon. How are you?
I'm very good. That song reminds me, actually, I could do with sorting out a combine harvester.
Right then,
it's getting towards that time, isn't it?
Oh yeah, I can imagine. What's it like there? It's a bit. Have you had any snow yet?
We haven't had snow. We haven't had rain.
All right.
For possibly 3 weeks.
Wow.
It's been the driest kind of end of December, beginning of January that I can remember. No snow. It's not warm, but it's not freezing.
No, it's all down to your. It's all down to your jet stream. So the jet stream's sitting in a different position at the moment. So there's a lot of snow over, like, places like Greece getting snow.
I know.
You are basking. I did see the headlines when I was in England. Temperatures are a balmy 11 degrees. And my wife laughed at that term, balmy. There we go.
That's how it feels to us. We're not used to luxurious weather that you've got over there.
No.
We hit 11 degrees and we're walking around with smiles on our
face. I know. I did see people walking around with shorts on in Derby. So that's quite amazing. But I think it's going to go colder this week for you guys.
Oh, is it? You're the bearer of bad news,
I think
are you? That's not good.
I just mark my words here. Wednesday afternoon, it's going colder. And you feel, oh, it's a bit of a chill. Oh, Dave told me Wednesday afternoon. He was right and all, yeah. So,
I'll pack a jumper.
Yeah, take your thermals. Right. It's so much easier to make a New Year resolution for someone else. Senorita, who was once a micro pig, now is 30 stone. Is that right?
Yeah.
She's getting on a diet.
Yep. She is, bless her. Now, you know, I look at her, and she's a big girl. There's a way of measuring them that you can work out their weight, and it's a measurement and a calculation. And she's just over 30 stone. I looked at her and I thought, well, girl. In actual fact, she was running towards me, and her belly was swinging, ba-boom, left and right, ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. And in counterpoint, her cheeks were swinging the opposite way. So as her belly went left, her cheeks went right. And I thought, oh, no, you're going to have to look after you. You're going to have to go on a diet.
That reminds me of a beach down here in Benalmádena. But anyway.
The thing is, when you look at her, you think, right, okay, well, I've got a myriad of plenty of different diets. Which one do I choose? Do I go down the Atkins route? Do I look at intermittent fasting?
Well, Atkins, they have a lot of bacon on the Atkins.
No, well, that's definitely out, bless her. So I thought, right, well, what I need to do is I need to obviously reduce her food. We've got to look at calories here.
Yeah.
I need to reduce her food down. But what are the calories in a tree? Because she does like the odd tree.
She does
like a branch. What about dirt? What are the calories in dirt? It's very difficult to find these things out. So I thought, no, well, what I've got to do is I've got to kind of mix it up. So I've got to reduce her feed, the feed that I give her, and I've also got to get her some exercise because she doesn't have a lot of exercise. I kind of toyed with the idea of putting a Fitbit on her trainer.
Yeah, or gym membership.
10,000 steps a day. But I doubt she gets anywhere near 20 steps, let alone 10,000. So I thought, right, well, what I'll do is I'll reduce her diet.
Yeah.
And I'll get in a bucket. And rather than, because she always comes to the same point for dinner every night. So I thought, well, rather than just put her dinner out, I'll make her work. So I'll walk past her and she can follow me. And I'll get as far as I can, get in her a bit of exercise before she eats.
Yeah.
I thought that'll work. So I did. I walked past her and she bulldozed me. She came and it was a headbutt into the back of the knees. I was over. The bucket was down on the ground and she was eating and scoffing. So that didn't work. But I'm confident we're 2 weeks in. It doesn't look like it's made any difference, not even a kind of dent in the side of her belly or her cheeks. But you know, 2 weeks is a very short period.
Yeah.
I reckon after a month I'll reweigh her. We might be down to a lean and trim 28 stone.
Yeah, it sounds like she's not been following British government guidelines on nutrition.
Absolutely not. No, she's floundering them.
Yeah. This is where the term comes from, I suppose. The bottom line, isn't it? You know, you greedy pig and all this sort of thing. But,
she would, given the opportunity, she would just sit and eat all day. That's all she wants to do.
I can fully relate to that. Yeah.
Food.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, so can I, yeah.
It's,
dieting's hard.
It is. She's not going to bundle on this idea of dieting, is she? You know, you get between a 30 stone pig and its food and you know, you're going to know about it, aren't you?
Yeah, you are, bless her. She's not impressed at all.
Yeah.
So we'll give it a month, we'll see how we get on, and then kind of reassess. But I think, well, where I'm reducing her calories and her food down, I think she's going out and eating extra trees and branches and kind of whatever she can scavenge in the woods. So I don't think there's probably any difference. But I suppose at least she's out and getting exercise, or she's trying to find food.
I think we're onto something, Ina. We could get all the overweight pigs of the country onto your farm and do like a pig weight loss farm camp. Get it. Channel 5 will love it. Channel 5 will eat this up.
We could sell it to Channel 5.
Yeah.
They'd lap that up. They'd love it. Yeah.
They would, yeah. Yeah, and have a weigh-in each week, checking which food they got, gym membership, and all that. Right. I'll work on that.
I can imagine them all down the gym, on the treadmill.
I like the idea of the Fitbit on the pig's leg as well. That's fantastic. Bonfire draws all the animals closer, like cubs and brownies, only with feathers or four legs.
Absolutely. Well, I did very little work over Christmas. I was really lazy. So Christmas finished, and I had work to do. One of them was a bonfire.
Yeah.
And normally, I like the bonfire late at night when all the animals are in, but we reduced on daylight here. So I thought, right, what I'll do is I'll just light the bonfire, and I did, and I lit it. It was lovely. It was a cold day. I lit it, and it was lovely. And I noticed that animals were kind of coming and gathering around, but in their groups.
Mm.
So we had four geese. Came and sat on the other side, and we had some ducks, six ducks, and they came and sat next to the geese. And when we had half a dozen chickens, a couple of pigs, and it was so funny because we were all crouched down around this bonfire, and I thought, it's this one step from here to singing campfire.
Yeah, get the marshmallows out.
This is just going to be exactly. Yeah, this could turn really embarrassing, but it was so funny. And it wasn't the fact that they just all came and gathered around, because they would. It was warm. It was nice. It was, the colour would draw them too.
Mm.
And it was the fact that they were sitting in their groups. It was so funny. And every now and then, one of them, because they're not highly intelligent, one of them would look and think, I wonder if that flame's edible. And they kind of have a little peck. And they, oh, no, I'm definitely not going to eat that.
Yeah.
And the others would kind of look at them and think, you're lunatic.
They'll only do it once, so, won't they?
You would think.
Well, yeah.
You would think. But they don't. No. And it's always the same one. So they'll peck it and think, oh, that hurt and that wasn't fun.
Surely can happen again.
5 minutes and give it another go.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. Not happen again. Yeah.
So, yeah, bless them. But it was just so funny. They're sitting around in their groups. Sitting next to each other. But it was a nice kind of half an hour.
Yeah, well...
It was quite fun. I wish I had a video camera. I should have videoed it. It would have been great.
We've got a similar... obviously not as many animals as you, but we've got a similar situation with a real fire and a cat that thinks it's a dog. And... But cats aren't daft. You know, so he's not even gone near it. He'll sit there and take all the heat from it, but he won't go anywhere near it. So,
cats are a lot brighter.
Absolutely, yeah. Right, an agoraphobic pig update, please, sir.
Oh, bear. Now, you might remember, because I did this a couple of months ago, gave an update. Bear's 4 years old. Ever since he was born, he has never moved more than kind of 20 feet away from his house. His entire 4 years was spent in that kind of area. Until one day, Senorita enticed him out. And he got out, and he kind of had a look around. And then I got him back in because I thought, you can't really be out because that's dangerous for you and dangerous for everyone. So I got him back in. But since then, it's been difficult to keep in. Now, this is the pig that's had 4 years to look around and look at the animals. He could work out a plan, the different things he could do. He could see what's just around the bend that he's never been around. He can make better friends with Senorita, who is a lovely pig. He can go exploring. There, he can go and try and find things to eat. There's so many things he can do. What does he do when he gets out? He goes in search of a boy he can fight. Only another boy would do this. A girl would go out and they'd have loads of ideas of things to do. But a boy, no, they just want to fight. So all he's done is he's travelled about 30 foot and he's sitting outside another boar's enclosure, sitting there waiting for a fight and a punch up.
Uh-huh.
And you think, are there all the things you could do? You're stupid for being in for 4 years when you could have been wandering out. And now this is all you want to do.
It's his own worst enemy, isn't he? Yeah.
I know. And there's so many things he could do. So I'm trying to re-educate the boy. I'm trying to say there are other things in life. worth exploring other than fighting. But currently, no, that's all he wants to do.
I think that's another TV programme there, Simon. Asbo Pigs.
Yeah. We're on a roll tonight.
Yeah, Asbo Pigs on Channel 5. Brilliant.
But no, boys on the farm, that's all they want to do is just fight.
Yeah.
You want as fewer boys as possible. The girls are great, but boys are just a nightmare.
It's the same for us. I mean, the boys are boisterous. I mean, my boy is three. He wants to fight. He's coming over like Spider-Man, jumping on me. My daughter never did that, so it's very odd. Boys are boys, aren't they? Right.
Exactly.
Well, Simon, I just want to ask you quickly, because, of course, you might know about this, but there's something happening. There's a vote in Parliament tomorrow, and what's the talk amongst the farming community with Brexit and all this? What's the general, what's the word on the field?
It's as divided as everywhere else in the country, but we're all absolutely petrified and just frustrated, because it's a frustrating situation, whichever side you're on. It's not working out, and there's a lot of worry over what will happen, lot of uncertainty.
How would it affect you?
As well.
How would it affect you personally if there was tariffs or whatever World Trade Organization rules for farmers?
I think initially it will kind of have impact, because people are going to be frightened to spend money. So coming on courses, coming to the farm, spending money on better quality produce, better quality meat is going to be something I think people will try and avoid. So there's going to be that initial impact. After that, I think it will probably do quite well, because people will go through that, come out the other side and think, right, okay, now I'm going to want to know a little bit more about where my food comes from. I'm going to want to know how I can make some of my own food, and I'm going to need to go on a course. So I think it could do quite well, because we don't have any subsidies here. It's just us. So there isn't that worry. I know a lot of farmers are particularly worried about that.
Interesting.
I don't know.
I'll be glad when it's all sorted, will you?
It's a very uncomfortable situation, and there is. I mean, did you get a sense of that when you were over in the UK?
It's difficult to pick it up in just a week, and also we were in Christmas time, so it was a little bit more. People have kind of decided, it's Christmas, whatever happens and next year happens.
What's the feel in Spain?
Of course, there's been kind of reciprocal agreements made between Spain and the UK, which has brought a bit of comfort, I think, to expats. But still, we just don't know. We just don't know what's going to happen. And what does that mean in reality for the average British person living in Spain? So it's just been there for the last two and a half years or whatever it is. And it's just, I'll be glad when it's all over. Maybe we'll look back on it in 5 years' time and, hopefully we'll all be in a better place, but who knows?
So, yeah.
Well, Simon, if anybody wants to find you online, how can they do that?
I'm on Twitter at SimonDawson1.
Lovely. Thank you, Simon, and we'll speak next time. We might know a little bit more about what's going on in the world by that time. But,
absolutely.
We probably won't, but thank you very much, Simon. Simon Dawson, down on the farm there, looking after the pigs and the sheep and everybody else. Cheers, Simon.
Cheers, thank you very much.
Take care, my friend, take care. Bye-bye.